Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Evan Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
Yep.
It is Loveline.
I called that just
no,
in time.
I still got some in my mouth. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone number. 310-854-4455 is the fax number. That is Dr. Drew over there on my Adam Carolla phone number. I already gave that up. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. All right, Drew, anything you want to say?
Nope.
You ready to go?
Yeah. How are you?
Yeah. I'm done chewing. I'm ready to burn through some calls.
I almost vomited listening to you chew for 5 minutes, I got to tell you.
Yeah. I'm a mess.
No, a rhinoceros makes less noise.
Yeah, like chewing on a carcass.
Yeah.
Well, I have a deviated septum, so I don't breathe through my nose too well, so when I eat, I have to come up for air. So it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if there's a more disgusting food for you to eat than burrito.
No. No. Yeah. And wait till it comes back out the other end. Then you're really going to pay. Oh.
Deborah.
I had novelty gas today at work. It was great. Deborah. Deborah?
Yeah?
All right. What do you want?
Okay, me and my boyfriend had sex Sunday morning. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was just wondering what kind of, like the morning after pill.
What about it?
What kind of I use, like, I don't know. There's two different kinds I heard. There's, like, something with the L of 4. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Well, there's multiple different kinds. What is it you're trying to figure out?
You didn't use any protection?
No, well, I did, and the condom, it came off.
Okay, so it's smart of you to think of emergency contraception. You have one more day in which to sort of slip that in, okay?
Okay.
In your mouth, that is.
Yeah, but what is it you're trying to figure out in terms of the dosing pattern?
Well, listen, forget about that, yeah. Deborah. You just got to go get the stuff and eat it.
Right.
All right.
There's other, it's levonorgestrel and ethinyl estradiol that's in the birth control pill, in the pills that are used for emergency contraception, and several different birth control pills have that. There are only two products out there that are sort of packaged and available just for EC, and that's Preven and Plan B.
Oh.
And I suggest you go out and get it.
Yeah, you better hurry.
Yeah.
All right.
Can you do that?
I can do that.
All right, good. Do it.
Right.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Happy hunting. I'm telling you, when I'm in charge, I'm going to put that progesterone or low overall, whatever it is, it's going in fast food, and it's going in Mountain Dew, and beef motto.
Beef motto, not the clam motto.
Clam and beef motto.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
The enhanced.
And the soon-to-come-out tongue motto. It's for the Jewish folks that like a little zest in their Bloody Mary. Yeah. Yeah. Because, listen, think about the utopia. Now, here's how I'm going to work it out. I eat a little fast food. I just got done pounding a couple Taco Bell burritos.
Yeah.
I probably eat 20 a year. That's not going to be enough to sterilize you.
Right.
But if you're eating somewhere in the neighborhood of 75, 100 a year, you shouldn't be having kids.
Right.
And it'll be the same thing with the content in the Mountain Dew, Sunny Delight, and clam and beef motto. Oh, and corn dogs. Thank you, Anderson.
Hey, my kids eat corn dogs.
Gunther? Oh, well, you want them having kids?
That's true.
There you go. Gunther?
Hey.
You're 16. What's up?
Yeah, my dad, he's been molesting me for 5 years, and I just have a new girlfriend, and she wants to have anal sex, and molesting makes me not want to do it. It makes me real uncomfortable.
She wants you to have anal sex with her, or she wants to have anal sex with you somehow?
She wants me to give anal sex to her.
I see. And has your dad stopped molesting you?
No, he's still doing it.
He's still doing it?
Yeah.
What am I having trouble with this call?
Yeah, I am too. Yeah, I don't believe you. Why don't we believe you?
I don't know.
Well, because you're 16 and your dad's still molesting you. Why do you let him do that?
I tried to get him to stop, and he started hitting me and stuff.
Yeah, I
don't believe it either.
No.
Hey, Gunther, I don't believe you.
Well, it started when I was like 12.
Well, it started when you were 12?
Yeah.
It really doesn't fit then.
Yeah.
But if you're having a problem, Child Protective Services, let me see if I have a number here.
Yeah.
I have 1-800-540-4000. 1-800-540-4000. And you know, he's aware of what's going on. He wants it to stop. You gotta report this.
Yeah.
If your dad goes so far as to physically abuse you when you speak up about it, it's pretty ballsy situation where you're going to need the force of
God. My dad there. Couldn't have started that at the ripe old age of 12 because I was pretty sure I could kick my dad's ass from about 10 and a half on. I'm almost sure. I'm positive. I know by 11 I could have put a whooping on the guy. So certainly by 12, you know, I would have flipped him over and worked him. That would have been my plan. But this stuff doesn't start at 12, does it?
Not if it's going to go on in this way at 16. You know what I'm saying? That
right.
That kid's 16 aggressively wants it to stop and can't quite get it to it.
Yeah. And then you don't have a 15-year-old girlfriend who wants anal sex.
Right. Yeah, but if he's being abused, he'd be the guy that would get that. Right?
True. Tyler?
Yeah?
You're 15.
I have a lot of acne.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sorry.
Acne.
I wanted to know what the best cream was to use.
Use the benzoyl peroxide cream over the counter.
Okay, 10%.
Sure, 10, and then get some of that salicylic acid soap.
Okay.
Neutrogena has one of those.
Yeah.
And that's where you start. If that doesn't work, then go see the doctor. There's tons that can be done. There's absolutely no reason that people should be living with acne.
Yeah.
It is curable.
Yeah, and here's the deal. Don't pick on yourself. Use a pin.
Okay.
Yeah. No, really. I really mean it.
Well, but look, there's Accutane now, which would take care of everything. There's antibiotics, and there's certain kinds of creams that they can use. Just go get it taken care of.
Now, why don't they come out with 15% benzoyl peroxide?
Are
people going to kill themselves if they get hold of something that's just a little more effective?
Maybe it's so irritating that it causes a bad dermatitis or something.
No. Why? Because you can cake 10 on all day long and nothing happens.
Yeah.
So don't tell me that 15 is going to do anything. And furthermore, I mean, what is it, it drives me nuts that we can't buy topical stuff over the counter that's effective.
Huh.
You know, like when I hear about these steroid creams or whatever, what's the one? It's like, now it's 1%.
Yeah.
You know, what is that stuff?
Cortisone.
Like cortisone, yeah. 1%.
Yeah.
99% Lubriderm, 1% active ingredient. And we're supposed to click our heels together because it's up from 0.5%. Why not 5%? What is wrong with that? Hey, you know what I mean? I mean, listen, we can buy Drano. We're trusted not to drink it. We can buy gasoline. We're trusted not to put it in a bottle and make a Molotov cocktail. I can buy a chainsaw. I'm trusted not to cut my hand or my neighbor's hand off. Well, what's more dangerous, a chainsaw or 15% benzoyl peroxide? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
Well, what the hell are we doing with that?
Yeah.
Well, why do we make these distinctions?
I don't really understand that.
And go out one day and buy a gallon of gas, a chainsaw, a bunch of fertilizer, and a fifth of Jose Cuervo, no questions asked. But I go in and try to get the 2% Cordate or whatever, the 2% of that
cortisone,
and the federal marshals are going to cart me off to prison. The hell is that? It's got to be a financially driven thing. It's got to have to do with the manufacturers and all that stuff.
And it must have some sort of history. You know what I'm saying? That there must be some sort of historical precedent.
Yes, but the second you take something, put it on the counter, the price drops tenfold.
Au contraire. The stuff that's going on over the counter, more expensive.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Since when is something over-the-counter more expensive than something you get a prescription for?
Pepsi, Zantac, Axit now over-the-counter? It's one quarter the dose that's needed to be effective. So you got to take four of the pills to get what you get in the prescription product. That's more expensive now.
All right, but that's in a very specific realm. I'm not talking, what about topical stuff?
It's not over-the-counter yet.
Listen, who's the doctor? You argue with me. That's right, it's not available. That's my argument is. Mandy?
Yes.
You're 24.
Yes.
What's up?
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Adam, I wanted to say that I wish you would have jumped at the man show. That would have been cool.
Your what?
The man show.
I don't know what you said about the man show.
You jumped at the man show?
Jumped on the trampoline.
Oh, yeah, I did do it one time.
You did?
Yeah, with my mother, who I had sex with. Yeah.
Great.
That's good TV.
Bad dreams for me tonight. For Dr. Drew... I have a question. Is it true that neurotransmitters get destroyed after speed use, and is it true that they grow back?
That It's definitely true that they get depleted, okay? That's why you get the psychosis and all the symptoms associated and the mood disturbances and whatnot from chronic stress.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. But whether or not and to what degree there's restoration to normal is still open for controversy. I'm of the opinion that there's no significant long-term damage in the vast majority of cases. However, I have certainly seen people which something's gone on, and it's always difficult to know if it was the speed or if it was something else that they were taking. It's certainly not good for you, and it can cause strokes and things and heart attacks, vascular problems very occasionally also.
All right. David.
Yeah.
You're 19. What's up?
Well, I've got this girl that I really, really love, and she loves me, and for a long time we were officially going out, and for a long time we've just been lovers and best friends. And she has expressed an opinion that she would like to start seeing other people and having sex with other people, and she won't unless I give my blessing. I'm moving away for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of jealous about the idea of some guy sleeping with her. And
well, just don't give it your blessing.
Well, the point is...
And when you give it your blessing, do you bless the vagina or the mouth? How does that work?
I'm not sure which.
I see. Like a plane that's being passed.
Yeah. Side note, I really like both your shows, and I respect both of your opinion.
Thank you. What other shows do we have, by the way?
Love the Man Show, too.
Thank you.
All
right. Hey, David.
Yes.
All right. Listen to me. Are you sitting down?
I'm lying down.
All right. I want you to sit up.
Okay.
Because you should be sitting down for this information. She's wanting to break up.
Well, but didn't he say they were sort of hanging loose? They didn't really have a relationship?
Well, he likes her, and she's kind of killing time, and she's looking to break up.
Is it that, or is it he won't sort of commit, and she's sort of pushing
No, him? No, he'll commit.
No. We broke up a long time ago, like, say, 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
We've still been, like, lovers and best friends.
So she is...
Are you not going to commit to her?
No, I want the commitment.
Yeah.
Doesn't want.
All right, shut up, Drew.
Why doesn't she want it?
She's had some problems in the past regarding sexual abuse.
Ah, okay.
That's why she's right. Feeling a little too intimate. She's acting out. She can't handle.
Serious boyfriend, the first guy she's ever.
Okay, David, quiet down.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in for a sleigh ride through hell.
I've kind of gathered.
Okay, yeah. So now. I'm going to tell you what I wish someone would have told me when I was 19. Or 20, 21, 22,
okay.
All the way up to the age I am now. And actually, let's just go ahead and prorate it, push it back. Let's make it a year from now. I wish someone would have told me this. Get out. Salvage your dignity. Move on with someone who's a little bit healthier, wasn't abused.
You're going away to college, too. Didn't you say that?
Yeah.
You're going away. It's settled. Perfect. You meet yourself a nice chick.
Summer.
Beautiful. That's it.
Game over.
Game off. That's it. I mean, listen, when a woman is saying, I like to have sex with strangers, but I'm not going to do it until you give it my blessing. It's basically like an employee saying, I'm thinking about ripping off a computer to the boss. I'm not going to make my move yet, but I want you to give me your okay. Well, really what they're saying is I'd like you to fire me so I don't have to quit.
Yeah.
And isn't that what they're saying?
Then I can blame you.
Well, then I didn't quit. I was fired, and I can collect unemployment.
And confirm everything I believe about bosses.
That's
the best employee in the world. How could they possibly
now, just swap the word boss with the word man, and you do the math. Roger?
Yep.
Rogers?
Yeah.
Is it Rogers?
Yeah.
Great. You're 14. What's up?
Okay, I got a question for you guys. You're going to think this is totally weird and messed up, but it's something I totally get off on. When I have oral sex, I like my girl to totally, like, bite me and scrape her teeth up against it. Mm-hmm. And I've even got of letting her cut me with a knife.
Where?
In my package.
Mm-hmm. Where exactly does she cut?
Yeah, what part of the package?
Like... the rod. I don't like saying these terms, but like the rod stuff.
Yeah, well, I understand you have delicate sensibilities and are comfortable talking about intimate matters. I mean, when you're not being gnawed on by some bitch
on your
with
rod.
A Bowie knife.
Yeah.
On your rod. Yeah, your rod. Okay. So what's wrong with you?
I just want to know if it's some sort of self-mutilation.
Yeah, well, there's something wrong with you. Yeah. No. Now, what is wrong?
Tell us where this came from.
I don't know. All of a sudden, she bit me one time.
No.
I liked it.
No. Where's your dad? Someone beat on you?
Oh, he's never touched me.
Were you ill when you were a kid?
What?
Were you sick for a long time when you were a kid?
No, I just liked it. I don't know. I like pain.
Yeah. Anyone ever inflict any pain on you other than...
Like football.
Yeah.
With my friends and stuff.
Like, let me ask you again. Were you sick when you were a child?
Like, what do you mean?
Like in a hospital for anything?
I've just been in the hospital for, like, tonsils and stuff. Nothing. I was pretty sick for, like, a couple months after that, like, throwing up and...
A couple months after a tonsillectomy?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was about 4.
A couple months?
Maybe even younger.
What are you getting at there, Drew?
Well, people that have been sort of in lengthy hospitalized situations and sort of have felt out of control and powerless and scared for their life and in pain, sometimes will end up with weird stuff like this.
Uh-huh.
And I had 2 months in a sick after a tonsillectomy.
Well, I was in the hospital for about 3 or 4 weeks, for about a month after I got it. I kept throwing up and I couldn't stop doing it.
Hey, listen, that is serious ass. Something. A month for a 4-year-old probably in the hospital. I mean, something major was going on.
It's a tenth of your life. Hey, Rogers.
Well, what was going on there?
Hey, what happened to you?
What do you mean?
What happened?
I don't know.
I'm going to cut you.
After they took my tonsils out, I couldn't stop throwing up. And
actually, hold on. Let me write this down. So apparently, this new revelation. Now, you throw up? You say you throw up?
Well, no.
You throw up.
Younger and I had my tonsils taken out.
I see. And then you throw up?
I'd throw up.
You throw up. Hold on. Let me write this down. Throws up. All right. Well,
and
we got it.
Couldn't stop throwing up.
You saying you couldn't stop throwing up?
When I had my
after what, tonsils? Throws up after the tonsils, right?
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
And now
there we go.
I like to inflict pain in that area.
On the penis. And about 4 years old, got tonsils. I couldn't stop throwing up though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, should I go see somebody about my inflicting pain?
Sure.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Do that.
But I'd also sort of try to clarify your history if you can, because...
you don't know why you were in the hospital?
For a month?
They wanted to make sure that I didn't have, like... I don't know why they did that.
All right, Rogers, listen to me. A month in the hospital after tonsillectomy is extraordinary.
Yeah.
Something major was wrong.
Okay.
Now, maybe they're hiding from you what happened, or maybe it was awful, they don't want to talk about it. But you got to find out what the hell happened back then. Because you not only did you say 1 month, you said 2 months. 2 months.
Well, it originally said 4 months.
Yeah.
4 months. We whittled that down to 1 month.
So I was kind of zeroing in on that because there's nothing seemingly else going on. And boy, there that it was.
Yeah.
And by the way, when I asked him, hey, you've ever been sick, it's like, what do you mean? Adam, were you sick as a child?
No.
No. Okay.
I wish I was.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, and by the way, when you're 14... You don't have to pause that long to think back to way back to when you were, 9 or 8 or whatever the hell it was. I mean, your childhood, you're in your goddamn childhood. Nothing wrong with a little rough trade on the penis, but when you start getting the knives out, that's trouble. Kim?
Yes.
You're 28. What's up?
I wanted to ask Dr. Drew his feelings on Paxil for agoraphobia.
It can work. It's hard to predict for whom a specific antidepressant is going to have great effect, but certainly for panic and social phobia and agoraphobia, Paxil can be useful. But certainly place to try. If you're really having sort of generalized anxiety like that, it is time to take care of it.
Yeah, because it's been going on for several years.
Oh, yeah. Anything else? Any sort of other issues coming to bear here?
No, the panic attack started after a death in the family. I was going to school. I was a single mom, and it just seemed like I got stressed out, and the panic led into agoraphobia.
No drug use, alcohol, anything like that?
Yeah.
No abuse history?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't leave the house?
I do, actually. I've gotten myself much better without the help of drugs, but I've got like a 2-mile radius in which I feel okay, and then after that, I'm scared. I want to go back home.
You got the same thing, but for auditions.
Is that a 2-mile radius or like a 30-yard radius?
As far as I can throw my agent is the radius of auditions I'll go on.
But Kim, a little serotonin reuptake inhibitors, just some more serotonin in certain parts of the brain can work amazing wonders.
I'd like to get some of this agoraphobia. If I make out with Kim, will I pick it up?
No, it's not contagious that way.
How about anal?
With her?
Yeah.
With her boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, you'd be afraid if I signed up to that, I would think.
Well, it depends on the end of it.
I would probably technically a fear of crowds.
Yeah.
Fear of people.
Yeah, but they've sort of just loosened up the definition to fear of leaving your house.
Yes, yes, fear of outdoors.
And listen, I could make a pretty good argument for not wanting to leave the house.
I wondered sometimes if that, in fact, was keeping you indoors.
Yeah. Agoraphobia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be. Yeah. Oh, shut up. You know I wasn't that way. When are you going to bring that stuff in so I can spread it on my penis?
You know, the last thing I think of during the day is you.
Yeah.
I don't think the world of you, Adam, but I'm not contemplating our relationship.
Well, it's going to make you...
Especially your penis.
You're going to feel bad to know that you're the last thing I think about before I go to bed and the first thing I think about when I wake up.
That is scary, because I know what you do then.
That is you. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, although I don't think about you when I peel the one off during lunch. That's family.
Oh.
That's set aside for...
Family.
That's an intimate family moment.
Oh, God.
But Drew sits up here every night high on his pulpit and preaches about, 75% of people living in urban centers have warts. And I have explained to him that I do not have warts, and he does not believe me. He tells me I don't know I have warts. He's called my penis a liar on many occasions.
I've called the penis on it. And in fact, I've even called him on the phone and talked to him about it.
That's right. I told my penis not to pick up when I was down at the store. But
I left messages on.
Drew did the special penis ring where he rings twice and then hangs up. The penis called back, I think. The point is...
How did you know that?
The point is, I got my penis drunk the other night and spilled the beans. I dunked it in some Courvoisier, and it sucked up half the glass. The point is, Drew, is I'm willing to challenge you.
I know. I'm up for this. I am up for it. I just got to remember.
And I'm putting $100 down, too.
I am, too. Absolutely.
All right.
I'm up for it.
Technically, this should be carried out by an impartial third party.
Well, not a bad idea. Maybe Marcel do it.
Really?
Yeah, he might ask.
Oh, listen, Marcel gives me the creeps with all those pinky rings and jewelry he wears.
That's really good. This makes me happier.
No, I get the feeling that Dr. Marcel's a plastic surgeon, which is just one step over from pimp. It's sort of the pimp of the doctor world. It really is. And I prefer, as bizarre as it sounds, someone like Dr. Bruce.
All right.
Wait a minute. Can I take a picture of my penis and show it to you?
I'm sort of thrown back in my feeling state to a sort of eighth grade, and I'm asking people out for the dance, and I'm being pushed aside.
Well, listen, you wallflower. You spread this with essentially vinegar on my penis, right?
Yeah.
And then you shine the black light on it.
And then we go on a hunt.
And
a magnifying glass.
Oh, a magnifying glass?
Well, it's your penis.
Oh, God, I set myself up for that one.
You'll be right there.
Seriously, hold on, Anderson. I'm not that.
Magnifying glass.
Do you really need a magnifying glass?
Ideally, yeah. Can you do little areas of work?
Oh, but listen, you're shining a black light on my penis. You spread this vinegar on it. The lights are off, right?
Yeah.
And if there's any white, then that's a wart, right?
Yeah. Magnifying glass to see the penis?
Yeah. Anderson, you're a day late and a dollar short on that joke. Drew made that. We made that earlier, but another magnifying glass. Here's my point, Drew. Do you really need to examine it with a magnifying glass?
There's $100 on the table here.
And then what about, like, the underside of it?
I got to go on.
Oh.
I told you, I'm going to wear one of those welder's masks and those big gloves that people use for handling molten lead.
We're using for blowing glass.
Blowing glass, okay.
Yeah, all right. Do I have to get a little wood going? I mean, you know, because otherwise something could get caught in a fold. Oh, all right, I'll see what I can work up. Drew, hold still while I rest this magazine on your head. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be back. I need a little longer leash on this mic, Anderson.
Out of the parking lot?
I can't get in a full recline position. It's only 3 foot of cord here. Yeah, I'm used to put my feet up on the desk, leaning back, and...
What are you doing now?
Well, I'm in a semi-reclined position, but I'm not fully inclined or reclined. I like to see if I can catch a few winks during the show, you know? I have a long day. I took a 14-minute nap when I got home from job number one today. It was exciting. Charged my batteries. had a stirring moment in the middle of the night last night. You know what I always do? My big mistake is I will not put the goddamn TV remote where it belongs.
All right.
When I go to bed.
All right.
It's on my belly. It's on my back. It's wedged in my crack. It's on the pillow next to me. You know, the TV remote is always somewhere in the bed, and I always figure, all right, I'll just sleep here. And then and inevitably in the middle of the night when I'm, you know, running from the devil in one of my many dreams, I spin over and the comforter acts as like a slingshot. Oh. And the thing just goes flying. And there's nothing worse when it's a dead silent than that hard plastic remote hitting the hardwood floor and then skidding across the room. And I actually said something. Isn't it weird when you say something to yourself when you're asleep?
Oh, yeah.
And it's audible?
Uh-huh.
Like, you think a lot of stuff, but you rarely say anything?
Yeah.
It was about 5:30 in the morning. I shifted. The remote went flying, landed on the hardwood floor. I took a pause, and I said, bad times. And then I went back to bed.
Bad.
Well, my office all day, everyone says, good times, huh? Good times. They go, like, yeah, we're going to have a party this week. Good times. So that was my, that's all I could come up with at 5:30 in the morning was bad times. But somehow I had to acknowledge it.
Very creative.
Thank you. Will?
Yeah.
You're 16.
How you doing?
Good.
You guys are, like, great. I've been listening to your show for, like, 2 or 3 years now. I just want to tell you that. And
thank
the man
you.
Show is excellent, too.
Thank you.
I have sort of a problem. I don't know if it's mine or somebody else's. I've had, three partners give me oral sex. And I have never been able to, like, get orgasm.
Where's your accent from?
Maryland. Baltimore.
Maryland. Does that sound
yep.
like an English accent?
I'm on the HF Festival next week.
Yeah. Good times.
It's going to be great. Good times.
Yeah.
All right, Will.
Hey, Will. Wow. Three oral partners.
16.
Son of a bitch.
Not so uncommon. And some guys, that's just the way it goes, and they don't have any problem during intercourse but have problems with oral sex.
Right.
Yeah, that may be you.
First time my penis saw the inside of a mouth is when I got my wisdom teeth pulled when I was 19. And at least that's my strong suspicion.
I'm trying to figure out how that works.
Yeah, I think I was out pretty good, but I do have my suspicions. Will?
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of guys have this difficulty, and especially at 16. Are they trying to finish you off this way?
Yeah.
Oh, they are?
But most of them, you know, all three have been, like, kind of, you know, trying to return the favor, so.
I see.
Huh.
It's just never worked for me, and I'm a virgin, too, so it's.
I see. Yeah.
Don't worry about it, Will.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Okay.
It just, there's something, there's something about that area that just loosens up as time goes on. I don't know what I could have peeled off at 16. I don't know if I could have had an orgasm with oral sex at 16.
Huh.
You know, part of the reason I probably couldn't have had the orgasm at 16 is I would have been too busy high-fiving and calling friends.
Yeah.
You know.
If it had cell phones then.
Yeah, guess where my penis is.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fascinating.
Chad, you're 28. What's up?
Well, I haven't had sex with my wife for 8 months now.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering, I don't know. I work hard. And I'm there for all my, you know, my wife and kids, and she says I ain't doing good enough.
Yeah.
And until I do good enough, she ain't going to give me any sex.
Well, yeah. Give it another 8 months.
What does good enough mean? What's the problem?
Huh?
What is missing? What's...
Well, she had PID.
Mm-hmm.
And she lost, we was going to have a baby like 7 years ago, but she lost and got PID and then had a full hysterectomy.
Good boy.
And then after that, it's just been going downhill.
Mm-hmm. That's rough.
So that affected her sex drive, the biology of that experience, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean the biology?
Well, some women, after it's not well studied and not even well documented, but some women, certainly when they go from the estrogens that the ovaries produce to things you have to take by mouth or shots or even the patches,
mm-hmm.
They don't feel right. They don't. It's just. It's very difficult for them. Unpleasant. They feel depressed. They feel irritable. They feel labile. They just don't feel like they did when they had their. And even just removing the uterus sometimes makes people feel different.
Yeah. Well, I know my mood swung when I had my uterus removed.
Well, people have argued that that's a psychological thing, but I don't know. It's so characteristic and so intense. I really think it might be some biology.
Chad, where are you calling from?
Salt Lake.
Are you at work now?
Yeah.
Where do you work?
I'm a security guard. I know you hate him, but...
I do. You're right. does, what, was there some generator or something on in the background?
I'm at a payphone.
Fantabulous.
Chad.
Okay, hey, Chad.
Yeah.
I don't, well, she may have a point with the security guard at 28, but at least you got a sense of humor about it. But there's bigger problems than her frigidity here.
I know.
I mean, there's emotional things going on, and I don't think you want to deal with them too much. And I think you're going to have to deal with those things before you get through her panties.
And by the way, I believe
that, that Chad just focuses on the sex part of it, and what she's saying is she needs something else.
I do. I come from home from work and take care of the kids and do my duties.
You're a good guy, but you're like a foot soldier.
Right.
You know, she needs a man.
She needs you to be present in a way that's meaningful to her. She needs to know that she's connected with you. And women are much more astute to all those sorts of things than we doltish males are.
Yeah.
And you got to figure out a way to set aside time, try to figure out a way to be more available emotionally to her.
Now, listen, guys, you can't beat them. You might as well join them. You just have to become a woman or a gay man to your woman. You have to act like you're, they want to date another woman. They want to date a woman with a penis. And if you don't think like they, they do until they get enough of it, and then they shift gears on you again. But you really got to be everything. You know, I think about it. I thought about this before. It's like, how many demands do you really have of a woman, you know, emotionally? You know what I mean? I mean, when's the last time, and Drew, I know your wife listens to the show, and you don't have to, this isn't damning in any way, so please be honest, but when is the last time you went to your wife and said, here's what I'm missing from you. You know what I mean? I mean, you've said to her, hey, don't get loaded at the party and make an ass of yourself. Uh-huh. And you've said, well, hypothetically, you know, on Red Bull and vodka. And you've said,
that,
don't.
That pisses her off, by the way, that you've now labeled her that drink that was not her in the first place. But go ahead.
Listen, I've come to my girlfriends and said to them in the past, don't leave me hanging with your friends for an hour at a party, or, you know, sort of mechanical things. Every other complaint I've had has been about their complaints about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never gone to a woman, and Lord knows I'm worse than all of them. I'm never going to argue with them then. But I've never gone to a woman and said, here's what I need. I need more of this.
No,
I need less of that.
I have.
You pussy.
Yeah.
When did you do that? With you've said to them, you need them. You need them to stop riding you, is what you've said.
I know what you're talking about, and I think that's predominantly
Here's the number one male complaint with women. Stop complaining about us. That's the number one complaint. That's the only complaint I've ever had. It really is. My only complaint, it's so ironic, is stop bitching about me all the time. Please.
But there's just so much there.
I know, but I'm not that bad, is what I'm saying.
Yeah?
I'm not. Damn all of you. Alec?
Yo.
You're 20.
Right, Adam. Drew, you guys rock.
Thanks,
Alec.
I do have a question, though, and I would like to first say that I do go to community college, and I don't find myself to be a completely rotten child of sorts, so.
Nah.
Not one for the good guys, I guess.
He's got command of the English language, though, doesn't he?
Well, then.
Yeah, we can tell you got in. Why aren't you going to regular college?
Well, I don't know. What's the most common excuse?
Well, you're a poor student in high school.
No, not at all. Actually, I did very well in high school, but don't know what I want to do, so kind of turned out that was what I wanted.
I see. So you'd rather just go get a subpar education while you're thinking about it. Fantastic. All right, Alec, go ahead.
I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Listen, junior college is a high school with ashtrays. You've heard me say it many times.
I will. It's like a big high school.
All right, so what's up?
Okay, actually, I do have a small lump on one of my testicles that I've had for probably 2 to 3 years. And,
has it changed in size?
About the size of a raisin, and it is attached to the testicle.
Has it changed in size?
Not that I know. No, not that I could tell.
Is it hard?
Yes.
Like rock hard, like a pebble sitting there.
It's hard to say. It almost seems like it's hard, but it's shiftable.
It moves. 2 years, why haven't you had a doctor look at it?
honestly just didn't really think anything of it, and...
Well, I think you should.
Should have it checked out.
Did you say it was 3 years?
In that range, it's not, I don't know.
Okay.
Anything.
I understand. All right, you gotta go to the doctor. What do you think it is, sir?
I think it's nothing, probably. It's probably just a little cyst, but it can be testicular cancer, and the fact it's been sitting there unchanged for so long really probably means it's nothing to be worried about.
Because it would have changed?
It would have grown, but be that as it may, he shouldn't be just sitting around. He checked out. He's found something. Now you go do the testing. You just do an ultrasound or something to see if there's anything in there.
All right. What do you say we take a little break?
Yeah.
Take a little time out?
Great.
Take a whiz?
Yeah.
You going to pee, really?
Yeah, what is that with us?
I'm not peeing.
I am.
You're peeing?
Yeah.
I have a sympathetic bladder. I will pee if Drew's peeing, just to sort of, keep the conversation alive, give us something to do.
That's hard, but...
Drew, you get up in the middle of the night and pee?
No.
No?
No.
Because you pee a goddamn aquarium when you're in here.
Yeah.
You pee every 8.5 minutes. How do you make it through the night?
I don't know. I'm very uncomfortable when I get up in the morning, though.
Oh, I mean, it's whiz time.
It's whiz time. But I only sleep for 5 hours. I mean, 5 hours.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I usually get up at about the 6 hour mark, 5.5 hour mark.
I'm going to work.
Take a leak and...
Sleep for the 4 hours after that.
Oh, you know me, Drew. I just sleep the day away. Yeah. Yeah, I've been home for, I was home for 20 minutes today thus far.
Bad times.
Bad times. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And I see no reason not to hop back on the phones. Michelle?
Hey, how are you?
Good. You're 21. What's up?
I had a baby back in October, and since then I've been on the Depo-Provera shot, and since then I'm having a lot of moodiness and depression and a decrease in sex drive.
Pardon me. I'm sorry. Tell me again, how long after the delivery did you start the Depo?
About 2 weeks.
Two right away?
Yeah, right away.
Yeah.
No babies. And, so since then, I've been having all those complications. So my husband is looking to get a vasectomy. So I'm looking to get off the shot. But I'm wondering if there's anything that I can take to kind of help me get back to normal, basically. Because I know it takes a while for the depo to kind of get out of your system.
How long ago was your last shot?
Oh, April 7th. So it'll be due July 7th. So my doctor did tell me before I started that whenever I did get off of it, that it may take a while to get back to normal for my hormones.
Absolutely.
And that to get normal.
And it's hard to know how much of this is your pregnancy, too.
Yeah.
The only thing, I can think of only two ways to go with this. Well, three. One is just to do nothing, give it time. And I suspect that would be the wisest way to go. Secondly, to consider some antidepressant, because it seems like the moodiness and depression is a big part of what's going on here. And then thirdly, to consider going on a birth control pill that has a higher probability of increasing libido, though that's hard to predict, too. Sometimes things like the triphasic pills, which often increase libido, may decrease it in some people.
Mm-hmm.
I would just wait it out, at least a couple more months.
When do you get that depo? Every 4 months?
Just 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah.
All right. Huh? Let's talk to this guy. Scott?
Hello? Yeah.
You're 18. What's up?
Yeah, first-time caller. I love you guys. I've been listening to you for like a year.
Thank you.
I have one question for Dr. Drew.
Don't disappoint us.
I'm 18 right now, and I've been thinking of getting an enlargement, but I want to know how safe are they.
What kind of enlargement?
A penile enlargement.
I see.
Well, what's the problem?
Well, I've been comparing myself with other friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy.
You see other friends erect?
What?
You see You see your friends erect?
Yeah, I see my friends erect all the time.
Well, yeah, after games, in the showers.
Yeah.
I'm not happy. Yeah. I mean, friends tell me that I shouldn't be worried about it, but I still want to get one, but I want to know how safe are they.
Well, first of all, I don't think they're really doing them right anymore.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty much done.
It didn't really work out too well.
Secondly, in every single case where I've encountered a male who's worried about this, it's had nothing to do with the penis, but everything to do with the esteem.
Yeah. which is the base of the penis, right? The stem?
The basis of the stem of the penis.
I see.
To which the penis is attached.
Scott, you got
to
find yourself a woman.
Or really work on your sense of your own self-worth.
Well, the best way to do that is to be humping.
Mm.
Scott, can you find yourself a woman?
Yeah, I can.
All right, why don't you do that and stop worrying about your penis?
No, another thing.
How big is it when it's erect?
Like six.
Oh, that's fine.
Six?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. You make me sick. Nothing more insulting than having a guy calling in with a nice-sized wand and talking about how inadequate he is and how he wants to get an enlargement. Please. Drew, didn't you see any of your friends erect penises when you were growing up?
Never.
Never? Jesus, I never saw my friend that's in the flaccid state.
What the hell are they doing with it?
Whatever.
What?
Of course.
There's a bunch of animals you grew up with.
What are you talking about? I've seen every one of my friends with an erect penis.
Do what?
A little this, a little that.
Oh, my God.
Sure. What are you talking about?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I've seen every one of my friends beaten off.
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, this is like the chimpanzee cage. Really? You flung poo, brewed, you tossed pee at each other, and then you masturbated to each other.
And your point is, listen, if you think the chimpanzee is a slight, you're dead wrong. There's nothing better than chimps. Chimps are loved. People love chimps. You go to the zoo, the most crowded exhibit is the monkey cage.
So what you're saying is this is how you guys attracted attention to yourself? By behaving like monkeys.
No, we didn't attract attention to ourselves. I had a very open relationship with my male peers growing up.
Oh, so my God.
All their penises in the erect stage.
And so
every one of them.
All right, so now what was the point going to be about that?
Well, I just didn't, you know, you asked him how he was comparing himself to his friends.
I was shocked.
I knew how I stacked up at, the tender age of 16.
And they see you? Stack up?
It's only fair.
And what, give me an example of when they, yes, please.
When
you were witness, when you were.
When I would see my friends erect.
No,
penises?
No, when they witnessed yours.
Oh, wow.
Give me an example of your glory.
It could have been,
exactly what happened.
There's so many, I don't even know where to begin.
Give me one.
Breaking into that club and going hot tubbing at night. Yeah.
You what, shove up and
get a little wood in there, you know, with the hot jets fire in there. Yeah, we got women in there sometimes.
And stand up and just present yourself?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Did that all the time.
And with the ladies?
Sometimes you can launch, like, you know, bend it down and launch a nickel off of it or something, or do the sombrero trick, you know, or hang the towel off it.
And we're very impressed?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, very impressed, but...
Well, that was you, but I mean, with your...
Certainly, all of my close male friends, I have seen their erect penis on many occasions. Now, to be fair to them and their penis, it's been some time. You know, it's been a little while, but by the time of 18, when Scott was 18, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Could still pick any of my friend's penis out of a lineup.
Yeah.
If they rounded up a bunch of guys like the police do,
yeah,
and but just up against a piece of plywood and put a hole in it, and everyone put their dork through it.
Ray, Chris, there you go.
Yeah, that's fine. Cherie?
I'm me.
Oh, I'm Gad? Yeah, might be a taller order. I didn't see his penis that often.
What's the name again?
I'm Gad Abu Zamzam. That was my buddy from Egypt. Yeah. Good times.
Jack,
you're 18. What's up?
All right. Like, I'm moving, but this is the first girl I've had sex with here about 10 times. And, of course, I've counted. But, I don't last that long at all.
Mm-hmm. How long is that long?
Like, unless we do it a couple times, first time is probably about, a minute, 45 seconds.
How about the second time?
If we go about 2 minutes and then the third time, it'd probably be four at the tops.
Holy heck, my nuts would turn inside out if I went three in 6 minutes.
Yeah, well, no.
And by the way, a bad sign when you're given the sex estimate and you're breaking down into the seconds. minute 35, minute 40.
Yeah. We don't do it consecutively. You know, we wait a little bit till I can get it back going again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nice refractory period.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
There's like a wake-up time again.
And but then 2 minutes later?
Well, like 10, 15 minutes later, we'll go do it again.
Yeah, and then you have another, then you have a two-minute orgasm?
Yeah, and then it goes to about a four. It, like, jumps, like, 2 minutes each time.
Oh, I see. So you doubled your previous record after the third one.
Yeah. Well, like,
oh, man.
I mean, like, my size isn't, that's great, you know?
Yeah, everything's good. All right.
I don't understand how, you know, when I'm moving up north, I don't want to have sex up north if I can't last more than a minute the first time.
Yeah, you'll be thrown right out of Yukon country if you go up north. And who the hell knows where up north is?
Calgary.
Where is up north? Where's up north?
In Midwest, Indiana.
No, I see. All right, hold on, you idiot. Let's take a break. I'll come back to Yellow Jack after this. It's Loveline. Amanda Paroli is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Stroke 9 will be in here tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think Dickie.
Oh, the Boston's.
Wednesday.
They're playing here Thursday.
Wednesday they come in.
Yeah, I was just talking to someone about that. Yeah, Dickie, our old and good friend from the Boston's, is going to come in here and. I guess a new record's coming out soon.
We just had him in around the time of the Grammys, right?
Yeah, he was... it was even after the Grammys, I think. Well, listen, I love that guy. I love that band, and I can't wait for them to come in here. So that'll be, I'm guessing, Wednesday night. And I wish I could go to their show, but...
Where is it?
Well, I guess it's out here in L.A. I don't know where it is, but...
Oh, make a note. Okay, L.A. All right, got it.
All right, listen, Jack Hole, I don't know what club it's at. Maybe it's at the Whiskey. That we're supposed to play the Whiskey last time they were in town, and like a bathroom flooded out, and they closed the joint down.
Is that right?
Yeah. Apparently, Jimmy took a dump in there earlier that afternoon, and they had to close the place down. Yeah, between him and his cousin Sal. It ain't pretty over there at the Man Show. Jimmy's ass anchors the... second floor, and cousin Sal anchors down the third floor up there, and it's hard to walk around the place.
Great.
Yeah, unless you put hand railings, because you start getting dizzy and you have to sit down. It's not bad. Jack?
Yo.
All right, so you orgasm in a minute, well, a minute and 45, to be fair to your penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Listen, I really, at 18...
Mm-hmm. All bets are off.
I don't know what you can do. Here's my best advice for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have a steady girlfriend, right?
Well, I'm about to move up north, so that's done with
that. Oh, yeah, you're moving up north to Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I picture up north, I close my eyes.
You think Canada?
No, I see Indiana.
Kentucky, Indiana.
Yeah. I think I'm moving up. Yeah,
far north.
You know that old song, North to Indiana.
I haven't heard that one.
The rush is on. Sure, you know the song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, North to Indiana.
Nope.
You know the song I'm talking about?
I missed that one.
You don't know North to Alaska?
Nope.
I don't know
what? How am I supposed to work with you?
I don't know the song.
North to Alaska. Let's see. It's like the Erie Canal or something. It's like a shanty almost. I mean, it's
like
just
during the Gold Rush.
You should just know. Oh, for Christ's sake, North. To Alaska.
It's just the rendition I don't recognize.
You know what? That's just a cop-out, because if you did that Stairway to Heaven, I'd know what you were talking about, even though you're not Robert Plant. Don't turn it on me. How dare you? How dare you? North to Alaska, Anderson? No? Don't know that song?
Oh, you're talking about the Great White North, actually.
The McKenzie Brothers song?
Yeah, that's it.
Man, it is, boy, I should just go kill myself. I'm working on it. Okay. All right. Listen, it's been covered 1,000 times.
I'm sure. I don't disagree.
All right. You know I'm always right.
Always.
And listen, I don't tell you should know stuff you shouldn't know.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm accepting.
Like when we did the TV show and you didn't know who Doug Henning was, and then you slowly realized that every mother effer at Loveline knew everyone from Baby Barry, who's all of 29 years old, to the older cameraman, the Griff, Stone Stanley. Was there a person in that studio didn't know Doug Henning was, except for you and Catherine,
yes,
the two people sitting
me
next to me,
exactly,
on stage.
Yes.
Nobody else
that's
didn't
right
know who that was.
That's right.
That's the pain that is my life. Do you understand that? Do you know what that's like?
It's supposed to be awful.
It's unimaginable.
Genius living in the world of fools.
Dunces. All right, Jack, you're 18. Stay, meet a new chick and work it out. You can work this out if you stay with one woman. You
okay
go from woman to woman, and your penis is hyper-excitable, and it's scary, and there you go.
And next time you refer to Indiana as North, think it through a little bit.
North?
I really thought
Indiana. It's Indiana, the rush is on. It's one of those, like, gold mining songs.
That's what I said. It's probably something gold.
Thank you. Cherie?
That would be me.
You're 27. What's up?
I am. I've had my nipples pierced for 2 years, just about, and I don't think they've ever completely healed. I nurse both my children, and I have kind of large breasts, and I wonder if I didn't get the milk ducts pierced. They always seem to, every day at least, leak a few drops of a clear fluid, and then it dries, and I always have to keep them clean. I don't know if that's something that's normal.
Milk duct sounds like something you might order at a movie theater. Yeah, give me the box. Give me the large box. Give me the super-sized box of milk ducts over there.
Is it possible that there's sort of a low-grade rejection going on here?
I don't know. It's never. I never have pus. I never have.
Are they irritated or anything?
No, they're not really irritated. They've become hypersensitive, but
yeah.
I guess that's just because.
Hey, Mama. you getting those cans pierced after the kids?
I did after I had both my children. Yes. Mom should have been spayed. You're so gross.
They should be taken away from you.
They should.
Please.
I wish they could be. They're large enough. I'd love to donate them to the young and the breastless if I could.
No, I'm talking about your children, not your breasts.
Well, no, I think I'll keep those.
How large are those breasts of yours?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Oh, I'm sitting down. Go ahead, try me.
38 double G.
G.
As in, good God, they're big. Yeah,
and,
double G. I hate them.
Yeah. Really? What are they? They must be planted on quite a foundation.
No, actually, I'm about 160, and I've got about 20 pounds of boobs. I'm pretty petite. I'm 5'3". I'm pretty petite feature, so they're kind of obnoxious.
Yeah, nice. Hey, why are you getting them pierced? I mean, why bother with that?
It was just something I did on my 25th birthday just to do. It was the first time I got drunk. I just graduated college. It seemed like the thing to do, and I always thought they looked kind of cool, so I left them in. And
junior college?
Huh?
Junior college?
I have 2 degrees, yes, from junior college.
Yeah, 2 degrees from a junior college, so like having a quarter of a degree from a regular college.
Actually, the major that I got was the exact same if you got a bachelor's degree.
Uh-huh. All right. By the way, who's doing that piercing?
It was a guy that looked like he just escaped from Sing Sing, in fact.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, man, he must have loved to see those big cans.
He offered to pay me. It was very embarrassing.
Oh, boy. All right, Cherie.
She's all class.
Yeah, you make me nervous because you have two kids and you're after getting your boobs pierced.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, but
the kids were already born, though, right?
I won't even tell you what I drive to work in. Yeah, you're right.
What?
How old are the kids?
My daughter will be 9 in September. My son will be 3 in July.
All right. So the point is you already had the kids. This is Mama going out and getting the piercings. All right, settle down.
I don't know.
Settle down and start acting like Mama. No. They don't know about the piercings per se. They just are living with someone who thinks it's a good idea to go out and get piercings after being the mother of two. That's what they're feeling. They can't narrow it down. They just know something's wrong, and that's enough.
I think the fact that I ride a sport bike probably bothers them a lot more than anything else. But that's
what kind of sport bike?
I ride a Suzuki Katana 600.
Oh boy!
Kawasaki Ninja.
Oh, yeah, I've had a few.
Anyway, let's go back to the pierced nipples thing here.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me talk to Drew. Listen, I want to take away her boobs and her kids. I really do. What the hell's Mama on a Katana for? I mean, Katana's, it's all on the little rice rockets. Yeah, it's a... You looking at me, Drew?
No.
What is that? What do you do? Do you go home and climb into a casket every night? Is that what happens? And,
I go straight to the ground, that's all.
Yeah, and then
I read.
If someone is watching television or
I read,
something,
I read like Beowulf.
If someone's watching, yeah, I know. If someone is watching television and you're in the room, do you have them shut it off before you pass by it, or if you see it in a mirror, or if you see a newspaper or something?
Right.
You know what you're like? You're like a sequestered juror.
Yes.
That's really you. You're like the OJ jury.
Yeah.
It's like you're held up in some Ramada with no TV and no newspaper, and you never heard of anything.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Wonderful.
It must be utopia. It must be a glee, a bliss
like
you're living in.
It's a mystery
to me.
Oh, my
God. All right. Cherie is driving essentially a racing motorcycle. You know what I'm saying?
Like she needs to take that risk.
I mean, it wasn't with the full fairing and the cafe handlebars and the whole thing. You know, it's a Gitana 600. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, one out of four chance you're going to buy it on that thing in the next 4 years. Right. And, yeah, especially those cans. God knows it must be hard to steer that thing. Hey, Cherie?
Yeah.
Listen, stop it. You have kids now.
I do have kids now.
All right. You start acting like mama.
Shut up and listen to me.
I'm not telling you not to have fun. I'm telling you to quit acting out. You sell that sport bike.
Are you crazy? I'd rather give my breasts up. No way.
Good. Give those up, too. Good. Good.
You can have
them. Good. You're going to get cleaned out, and then who's going to raise your kids?
Their dad raises them.
Oh, they're not with you?
No. My work schedule would never allow. When we split up, he had to take them. I worked
16
weeks.
My God.
Oh, okay, baby. All right. Well, no more kids, please.
Oh, I was already spayed.
Okay, good. Good. All right, now we're talking.
Will you please tell me if they should have healed by now or if this is abnormal?
They should have healed. Maybe it's a little milk continuing to leak.
Would it help if I changed them to gold?
No, it would help just to take them out.
Just take them out?
Yeah. All right, what happened to you, baby, growing up?
What happened to me?
Yeah.
Just a typical no dad, mom was a mad scientist type thing.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean, mad scientist, a drug addict?
No. I do the same work my mom does, biomedical research, animal, we're veterinary nurses, that type of thing, DNA makers, what have you.
I see.
You gave your kids up.
No daddy, though,
Sorry?
Huh?
You gave your kids up.
I didn't want to, but when I lost the house and we separated, he ran home to his $500,000 house, mommy's $500,000 house. I didn't know where to go, and I couldn't pay the $900 a month rent. I tried to get a roommate to keep my kids with me, and it turned out to be some psycho from a newspaper, bad situation. And
so you don't see your kids at all?
I see them once a week. I have 2 days off, but I work one of the two to make extra money.
Yeah,
hopefully
right.
Get them back.
Well, look, now you're in my good graces because you got fixed.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. What year's Ninja?
'97.
Oh, yeah, '97? Yeah, I had that 2 ninjas back in the day.
I just sold a piece of crap 250 to a magician.
All right. That's a magician?
Yeah.
That's good. Magicians. Why don't I like magicians?
Well, because they're con men.
Yeah.
They're salesmen with a con.
Right. And here's why I don't like magicians. In order to be a magician, you got to have a lot of downtime. A lot of downtime as a kid. I mean, I couldn't be a magician growing up because
play football.
I had to go get one of my friends in a headlock and look at his erect penis. You know what I mean? I was a busy man. No, I mean, I couldn't be a magician because I had to interact with my friends.
Right.
It was either a football game and then it would give way to basketball and then it was baseball or whatever. You just go constantly. Magicians are like these weird sort of introverted, screwed up guys. It was that or, you know, serial raping. And, I can't say that I'm happy they chose the magician as a vocation. Rachel?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What's wrong with you?
Well, one of my goals before I'm, like, 28 or something is to be in a porn movie.
28?
Yeah.
Why 28?
Because after that, I'll be old.
At 29, you'll be old.
I'll be old at 29?
You
can still do porn if you get a note from your doctor. Yeah. All right. Why don't you just do porn at 18?
Oh, yeah. I thought about that, too.
Uh-huh. It's refreshing to hear a young person giving some thought to their career in this day and age. And so just porn or what else? Anything else?
Not really.
I see. Okay. All right.
Oh, boy.
That's normal.
Oh, boy.
What do you want? What's your real problem?
I don't really have a problem.
All right. All right, take care.
I want to find out what happened to her.
Want to do some gambling?
You haven't gambled a long time.
Yeah, we're going to gamble. Hold on, Rachel.
What?
Who are you talking to, babe?
My mom.
Ah, I see.
Mom.
Talking to mom. Did mom hear you?
No.
You sure? Let me talk to your mom.
She just left.
Where'd she go?
I hear Mr. She's not
here.
That's
a damn lie, and you know it!
Come on, put her on the phone.
She just went to bed.
Okay. Now listen, I wouldn't talk to my mom either if I was 14. Where's your dad? Oh, wait a minute, don't answer that. You want to do some gambling? Hold on.
I don't have a clear read on this.
I don't have a real clear read on it either. Drew. He's been holding that same dollar in his wallet for 6 months now. Pretty scared to part with it. Huh? It's got moss on it.
The silver certificate, what are you talking
about? All right. Now, I'm not getting a serious vibe, but it's been far too long since we've gambled here, Drew.
Yeah.
Well, we know mom's around.
Yeah.
It's been porn. Dad can't be around.
Yeah.
Talking about sex, she seems like the kind of who's not going to cop to much, though, hitting that vibe. Physical? Maybe Dad's still around. Maybe Dad's around in very distant, standoffish. Jesus.
I can't get it. I'm with you. Parents are together. Not the usual abuse situation. In fact, I think that this is sort of some weird 14-year-old fantasy.
Uh-huh.
This is not the girl that's going to be in the pornography.
Alright, you're going normal.
Not normal. There's something definitely up.
Parents together?
Yeah, parents together. But it's not our usual thing. This is not going to be somebody that's in the porn.
I'm going other sibling. She feels gets too much more attention.
That's good.
Because of his or her achievements in high school, well, sports, whatever.
Yeah, we're both
and, feeling left out.
Powerlessness and lack of self-esteem. Those are the two themes here.
Right, but what's my specific one? Other sibling that's getting more attention? Yeah. All right. Interesting. Never picked that one before. Rachel?
Yeah?
Your parents together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny, we've never gambled that the parents were still together. But
both of us agree.
Yeah, we both had that sort of feeling that your parents were together.
Oh.
Brothers or sisters?
Yeah.
Yeah, how old are they?
Well, I have an older sister and she's 16 and two younger brothers.
Uh-huh. How's the older sister doing?
Well, she's like gone a lot of the time and my mom's always mad at her.
Why?
Well, because my mom thinks she's on drugs and
she's like... Where is she when she's gone?
She's usually at her boyfriend's house.
I see.
Is she on drugs?
I don't know.
I see. And what about your younger brothers?
Well, my younger brother is 12 and he's pretty normal. And then my other one is 6 and he's...
6?
Where are you coming from?
Vancouver, Washington.
Uh-huh. And now, Drew, you want to do some questioning? So now she does have an older sibling that's getting attention, but it's not good attention. It's just attention.
Yeah. Where have you felt powerless in your life? Where has anything happened to you that made you feel real bad about yourself?
Well, I'm, not really good in school.
Yeah. We should have come up with that one.
Well, that's a layup. But you ever been raped or abused or anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
Yeah. We weren't really getting that either.
You're depressed, though, right?
A little.
Yeah.
But my mom doesn't want to believe it.
Yeah, not being heard. Hey, I'm trying to make a buck here.
You know what? The parents are perfectionistic. Everything got to be just, you know, this is a reaction to everything having to look good on the surface. Your parents, like, super well turned out? Your family would...
What do they do for a living?
My mom is a manager at a hospital, and my dad does a night job at UPS.
I see. And I'm trying to make my dollar here. Do you feel like your parents spend too much time thinking about your older sister and what she's up to?
Yeah, my mom's always away at work or with my sister.
Or with your sister?
Yeah.
Why is she with your sister? You just said she wants your sister to come home.
My sister's at home. My mom tries to talk to her and stuff.
I see. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And you're feeling neglected.
Oh, well.
Let's take the inbox. Let's go.
Yeah, thank you. All right, hey, Rachel.
Yeah?
You know what? I got to be honest with you.
You're not going to be in porn.
You're not going to be in porns. No one's done anything to you that's significant enough.
Work on deal with the depression. That's got to be dealt with.
This is one of those. You know, we don't say too much. Just a face. This one is 14, yeah. Female.
Yeah.
And
looking for managing affect. She's looking for a way to feel powerful, feel worthwhile.
All right. Now it's interesting, and I'm not going to spin this or twist this too much. You stop me if I do, but. You and I were going to gamble on Rachel just because we decided we needed a gamble. And we both got the vibe that the parents were together, even though we don't let people get into the show whose parents are together. But we certainly didn't get the strong parents are apart vibe, which right. We get on every gambling opportunity. The other one is this is the only time we've ever gambled where we didn't pick something specific and horrendous.
Yeah.
We never said alcohol.
Yeah.
We never said sexual abuse. We never said physical abuse. We never spoke of any kind of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And then I picked an older sibling that was getting too much attention, although I was wrong in the sense that I thought it was positive attention,
right.
Which was, you know, captain of the volleyball team at school and parents going to the game. But basically, it's the same vibe, which is parents spending so much time looking after somebody else, trying to talk them into or out of something, and you're not acting out, and you're getting neglected.
Right.
Yeah. Wow, that's true. Who, please, I'm a genius. Genius, do you hear me?
How many times have I said that tonight?
Really? Yeah. Okay. All right, for those of you, and listen, don't you a-holes, you know, you call this show and you go, Adam, you're so funny, and Drew, you are smart.
Now, you are my teacher.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, it takes a great man to admit when he's great. Who said that, Drew?
Adam Grohl.
Thank you.
Circa 2000.
All right, enjoy. It's Love Line. Stroke 9 will be in here tomorrow night. And then I think the Mighty, 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 Mighty Bosstones are going to be in here on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. I spoke to producer Ann today, who's not in tonight.
She called you?
Tending to her youngins.
Incredible.
Yeah, she called me.
You guys have never spoken when the sun is up.
Called me at work.
Oh, yeah. God.
Ann calls at work every once in a while.
What'd you guys talk about?
Little this, little that.
Okay.
No, we're talking about people. You know, I people that I know, people that are celebrities, or at least quasi-celebrities, who may want to do the show, who I never seem to get on the show.
Yes, there you go. That's Jeff Bridges, Tom Hanks. Come on, Adam. Why even bring it up?
Well, I mean, here's the reality, and here's, you know, I don't need to do another 10 minutes on why I hate publicists, but very quickly, here's the problem, and here's how it works. I go to the Playboy Mansion to do a PI on Tuesday night. I'm talking to Howie Mandel about his son's circumcision. I'm walking away. I hear a voice yelling my name. I turn around. It's Jeff Bridges. The guy's a great actor. He's done many movies. I'm a fan of his.
Yeah.
He comes running up to me. I couldn't be happier. He tells me how much he enjoys the show. I immediately say to him, how about coming on the show? He says it'd be his pleasure. And then a couple nights later, I'm doing Kilborn, and a few people from, they do it in the same building, PI and Kilborn, a couple of PI people come up and said, you know, we're hanging out with Jeff Bridges after the Playboy Mansion. He had a few cocktails. And he wanted to come over to the radio show and do it that night. He was saying we should go over there and blah, blah, blah. And then here's how it works. I tell Ann calls the publicist, and the publicist says that he's not interested.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Is it Jeff who's not interested, or is it the publicist who's not interested in Jeff's behalf? And if it is Jeff who's not interested, why did Jeff chase me down while I was walking away with my back to him and tell me how much he wanted to be on the show? So that I will then chalk up to the publicist, and that's why I really don't like publicists.
Oh.
Publicists are basically... First off, if this was 100 years ago, they'd be building the railroads. They'd Chinamen be right out of a job. They'd have publicists doing that because they do nothing else. They have no tangible skills. Number two, they're really sort of they blackmail you. here's how the game works. Publicist handles Jeff Bridges and five people you've never heard of. Now, what they say is sure, you can have Jeff Bridges, but you're going to have the cast members from Full Boat in a new UPN show, 4:30 on a Tuesday afternoon. It's on. You got to put them on, and then we'll see about Bridges. So it's essentially
extortion.
It's extortion. I don't know any way else to describe it. Not every publicist is a major a-hole, but most every single one of them are a-holes who I just don't like in general. And just like I said, publicists, hey, listen, whether you're writing parking tickets, a publicist, or a casting agent, I'm just, you know, there's certain jobs I look at as a-hole jobs. Once in a while, there's a diamond in there.
Your list is publicist, parking, meter, attendants.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Casting.
Casting agents.
Casting agents.
Garbage men?
Garbage men are lazy. I don't look at them as a-holes.
The city hall sort of building inspectors?
All those people, yes. Yes, okay. Yes. I don't like any of those people. Okay. You want to keep going?
Just clear up what your list was.
You know, I hate doctors.
Yeah, you know, doctors, yes.
No, I have no problem with doctors. I like them. Lars. Cammie?
Yeah.
You're 30.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, before I get into my problem, I was going to tell you about your song, North to Alaska.
Yes, thank you.
South to Mexico.
And there's another song called South to Mexico.
No, it's North to Alaska and South to Mexico.
No.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Oh, please. That's not the lyric.
It sure is. My mom has it. It's like Jim Reeves or something.
Listen. It is not North to Alaska, South to Mexico.
How much you want to bet?
Where do you live?
Layton, Utah.
Oh, well, that explains a lot. It is not North to Alaska. Now, he may say South to Mexico at a certain point in the song, like, I'm not going south. No, it's not North to Alaska.
And South to Mexico.
No. It's something, and this isn't verbatim, but here's the gist. North to Alaska. Come on, the rush is on. He's telling people to go to Alaska for the gold rush, not go north to Alaska and then go south to Mexico, you retard.
Tammy, what's going on?
Somebody find me this song so I can prove I'm always right.
Okay.
All right, what's up?
Okay, anyway, this is really hard to explain, so bear with me.
Yeah.
About 6 years ago it started, and it kind of off and on. When you're starting to fall asleep,
mm-hmm.
and you're just kind of like on the verge of it, but not quite.
Mm-hmm.
I have like this paralysis. It's really hard to explain, but like I hear like this humming in my head, and I'm awake, but I can't pull myself out of it. It almost feels like something really heavy's laying on me.
Every time you go to sleep?
No, it just comes every now and then. Like I can go months without it, and then when it comes on again, it's like maybe every night for a couple weeks.
Are you on any medication?
No.
Have you had this evaluated?
No.
How come?
And it's really scary.
Why don't you have it looked into?
Because it sounds crazy.
There are all sorts of sleep disturbances where people can have paralysis and terror.
Have you ever heard of it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And like when I wake up, when I finally can pull myself out of it,
mm-hmm.
I feel almost sick. Like kind of a headache and...
This could be possibly...
And like my heart's pounding. And,
yeah, this could be a seizure phenomenon. It could be a lot of things. But it does need to be evaluated. You should see a doctor, a neurologist. Okay?
Really?
Yeah. You may have a tumor. That's why you thought he said north to Alaska and then south to Mexico.
Well, those things are possible.
I swear that's it. You're going to owe me.
Oh, baby.
Because he's telling you it's north to Alaska and it's south to Mexico.
Yeah, that is not the lyric, though. He may say at some point
smoking too much pot there.
He's, that may be true.
That is true.
Oh, how dare you. How dare you. Please, I'll have you know that I stole some pot from the desk of one of my coworkers weeks ago and haven't touched it. Thank you. How dare you. Come on, somebody get us the lyrics to North to Alaska, please.
We already looked here. We don't have it. We might have South to Mexico, though.
No. No, I was thinking of that Sinatra song, Down Mexico Way, or whatever the hell that one is. Danny?
Yep.
Hold on a second.
You know, like his attitude? He's just waking up. Come on.
No, I know. He just sound like a downer. Danny?
Yeah.
Okay, 15, what's up?
I want to know what the long-term effects of mushrooms are.
not known, really. I'm concerned that it may cause mood disturbances, anxiety, panic, and just like all other hallucinogens, it probably has that potential, but I've not seen it.
How much are you doing?
Not much. I've done some in the past, but...
How much is some?
Some...
You get hung up on, careful. So like, answer the question.
Eighth of an ounce.
Eighth of an ounce of mushroom?
At a time.
How many times have you done this?
Maybe four, five.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you smoke pot regularly?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you do something regularly because, man, I can hear it.
You dropped acid a bunch of times?
No.
All right. Are you depressed?
Not really.
Oh, yeah.
You sound depressed. You need to start listening to North Alaska if you're right up. Okay. All right. Well, he's on hold for 75 minutes, and he sure got a lot of bang for his buck there. All right. It's not going to do anything. But listen, hold on. Listen, all you screwed up 15-year-olds that are already depressed and smoking too much weed. Stop experimenting with drugs. Stop it.
Not going to help. It's going to make worse.
You give yourself a few years. Let your brain dry. All right. Where are we? No. Come on. John?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah. I caught my dad and another guy having sex, and I want to know if I should confront him about it.
What do you mean confront him about?
What are you going to do, ground him?
Do what?
You going to ground him or give him a timeout?
I was just wondering if I should ask him about it.
How'd you see them?
Well, I just walked in on him.
Where were they?
In his room, and he's married.
Where was your mom?
She was at work.
And
I still live at home.
Why did you walk in on him?
I was just going up there. He didn't know I was home.
What'd they do?
Well, he was doing it with the butt, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe him.
I know, that's what I'm going to find out what supposedly did when he walked in.
Nah.
What'd they do when you walked in?
He didn't know. Well, I was going to go, the door was open and I was going to go in, and I kind of looked in there and he didn't see me looking, I guess. Yeah.
Who was doing who?
He was doing him. They were doing it doggy style, I guess.
All right. Hey, John?
Yeah.
Don't say anything to him. You got to move out of the house pretty soon though, right? You're 18, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to college?
No.
No. So, you got to get a job.
I got one.
All right.
What's your job?
Huh?
What do you do for a living?
I work at Walmart.
All right. You got a full-time job?
Yeah.
All right. Good. You got to get a roommate. You got to move out of the house.
Dumped in front of him?
No.
It's ridiculous.
I didn't believe him.
Oh, forget it. Not even possible. Not even remotely possibly true. I mean, not that that couldn't have happened, but I could hear his friends giggling in the background.
I think that was the radio.
No.
North to Alaska. Come on, the rush is on. Come on, who's got that song? Trent?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Drew, get that computer of yours, get on the internet.
What's that?
Find North to Alaska. Come on.
It's not here.
Actually, I was going to say, Drew, thanks for the free condoms from drdrew.com.
You're quite welcome.
Plug you right there.
Yeah.
Drew.com, everybody.
Yeah, you use that condom and plug your girlfriend with it, too.
Yeah, actually, I'm calling, Drew, I kind of got this pain below my belly button. It feels like it's in my lower abs. It hurts every time I run and do sit-ups. And I read somewhere some FCE could give you a pain in your abs.
Well, sure it can. If almost any of the STDs can get up the urethra and into the testes and cause pain up into the abdomen and the prostate. But there's so many other things that can cause abdominal pain, even appendicitis or irritable bowel. And there's a million things that can do it.
Right. Well, I mean, because I run every day, and I was just wondering maybe I pulled something, but I also like to have unprotected sex a lot. No, not a lot, but...
Where is the pain? Is it like a pulling pain?
It's more or less just... It's deep, kind of. It just feels like more or less like a strained muscle, but...
Around the belly button?
Yeah, below it.
Just below. Both sides of the equal or right in the middle?
It's to the left. Below the belly button.
Left. You've never been constipated or anything like that lately?
What's that?
You've not been constipated or anything like that?
No, it's nothing like that.
And you have no hernias? You've been checked for that?
No. But I also have kind of a little, I like to call it raw dick, because, I don't know, maybe it's just too much masturbation and not enough lubricant, but sort of like my penis is, it's turned a little red, a little worn off skin.
What are you good for a day? What are you good for?
Day?
Yeah.
You want to talk all-time record or you want to talk day? Like, a day, I'd say
I could probably go 4 times in a day. My all-time record was it came junior year on it was junior year of high school.
It was a cold September morn. 1997.
I took a sick day. If you want to count,
What do you got? What do you got?
I had 11 times in one day, but that was a 24-hour period, not one day. It depends on how you want to.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, you got 24. You go on a military clock like I do.
Yeah,
no, exactly. Masturbation.
I mean, it gets, you know, like we had a contest going on during high school, and sure. I had 11 on one sick day, but you have to plan it, you know.
How did you confirm the number? It was a contest. How were you sort of?
It's more or less.
It's on the honor system.
Don't question. You don't gotta, question the masturbatorial.
Yeah, well, you could be irritating your prostate for all this activity. That's certainly a possibility. That worn off skin could also be herpes. Who knows? You don't really have that on. But this should be evaluated. Hmm. It's probably nothing.
Oh, my God. I think I got 3 today.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, well, I
prefer to be with my wife.
You can't.
I much prefer that.
Oh, listen, I prefer to be with your wife, too.
But I'm cold.
Yeah, for now. Don't worry. She's got the hots for me. She likes
me. Is that what that is?
She likes my brand of rough love. Yeah, I think I got one off after midnight last night, so that counts as one. And then I took care of a little business this morning. And then
those are the times you thought about me.
And then right? Yeah, always. And then I popped in the house for about 20 minutes, and for some reason I think that would have been number 3. Now, I won't get number 4 today because technically it'll be after midnight when I get home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a proud moment.
Yeah, there we are. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little bit of a break.
Oh.
Oh, has the song for us. Oh, hold on a second now. Oh, he's 14. Hold on. Michael?
Yeah.
You have the North to Alaska song?
Yeah, it was done by Johnny Horton.
Johnny Horton, you are so right. Now, hold on. Now, do you have it there?
I'll play it for you.
All right. You don't have it on a CD, do you?
No, it's just on a tape. My dad had it.
I see. All right. There we go.
All right.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to hard good hard truck driver, right?
How'd you know, though?
All right. Hold on a second, Mike. That's right. It's Johnny Horton song. All right. We'll see who's right with the lyrics to North to Alaska. This is right in our demo's wheelhouse right after this. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got our North to Alaska song figured out here. Now, as you'll recall, a listener called in, and here's how basically this started. An hour ago, some guy talked about going up north, and we're from L.A., so up north means San Francisco, and then it means Oregon, and then
Alaska.
Eventually it means... It means Canada, and then eventually Alaska. But in this, because he's one of our callers, it meant Indiana, which sounds funny to us. So I started singing the North Indiana, come on, the rush is on. And, of course, Drew looked at me because, as I said, Drew's like a sequestered juror who has no contact with the outside world except for a subscription to JAMA that he sits and reads. And has no idea what I'm talking about ever. When I was trying to explain to him that was a fairly big song, and as it turns out, it was 1960, and it was reached number 4 on the Billboard charts, if they even had them back then. Apparently they did, because it was number 4. All right, so Michael has the song.
Yep, Johnny's been warming up here for you.
Johnny Horton.
Yeah.
All right, let's
ready?
Yep.
Let's go.
I like it.
Uh-oh.
Michael, pull the phone away. To Alaska.
Wait a minute. This is too loud there.
Better pull that phone away from the speaker a little. Yeah. isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Michael, pull. Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, pull the phone a little away from the speaker.
All right.
And let me just hear the chorus.
Too clear, huh?
Yeah, just keep it a little. It's too close to the speaker.
Let me rewind it for a second.
Pull a what? And I just want to hear, North to Alaska, come on, the rush is on.
Come on, the rush is on. That was it.
That's right. Not North to Alaska and South to Mexico. What kind of retard comes up with that line? Jesus Christ. Once again, proving the point, I am always right. Always. About everything. All the time. Thank you. All right, well, come on. Let's hear the chorus one more time.
Okay.
Pull the phone away. Pull a little farther away from the speaker, right, buddy?
All right. But...
That sounded like it was up Johnny Horton's ass.
Well, it was.
All right, come on. What kind of crappy phone is this kid got? Why is it the one guy who has the Johnny Horton tape doesn't have a phone that works? All right. I'd like to just have one line dedicated to Johnny Horton songs that we could just punch into when we felt like it throughout the evening. And I think he's worked it out now. I got to get to the North to Alaska line one more time.
We're waiting a while here.
What do you care?
Can I talk about it in the meantime?
You're going to be back here tomorrow, aren't you?
I plan to be.
All right. Well, how often do you get to hear Johnny Horton? Well, you know how much the kids dig Johnny Horton.
Here it comes.
Okay. Why does this sound so bad?
Really?
No, not yet. Well, here it comes. To Alaska, come on, the rush is on. All right, thanks, Maya.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you, buddy.
It pays to be a true hillbilly. So.
That's true. That is true.
Never does that in my entire life.
Really?
Never.
Wow.
No way.
How do you do that, Drew? You're older than me. You should know that one. You were born. Melissa?
Hi, you guys.
I wasn't even born for another 4 years.
Hey, my question was, my boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years, and I've never had any disease or anything. And just recently, within the last month, we had oral sex, and he had a blister on his lip.
Uh-uh.
And I contracted herpes. I went to the doctor.
Yeah.
I totally had herpes.
That's it.
Downstairs?
Yeah.
Downstairs, yes.
Yeah.
Ouch. I'm sorry.
Is that possible?
Oh, absolutely.
To get it from his mouth?
That's how that happens.
Oh, my.
Well, how? What else were you assuming happened?
I wasn't really. I thought maybe it had he had cheated on me or something. You know, I really wasn't too sure.
But you weren't having sex with him, were you?
Huh?
Were you having sex with him?
Oh yeah.
Hold on a second, Drew.
She said something about being a virgin or something.
No, wait a minute. I'm a little bit confused. She said he had this thing on his lip.
Yeah.
He went down on me, and then I got vaginal herpes. Is that possible? Which is your first retarded question.
Yeah.
Of course it is. That's how you got the vaginal herpes.
Yeah.
And then she said, well, I didn't know how I got it. I thought he'd been cheating on me.
I think she was just didn't believe that you go oral to genital and therefore was sort of ruminating about the possibility that his penis actually transmitted.
I didn't get that. Melissa, was that your hypothesis?
Yeah, that was it. I was just wondering. Thank you, guys.
No, wait a minute. Do you think your boyfriend was why do you think your boyfriend was cheating? You saw he had a lesion on his lip.
I really wasn't sure, you guys. Honestly, that's how dumb I am.
She did not believe it could transmit that way.
Hey.
I really didn't know.
It's very refreshing to hear a dumb person in this day and age admit they're dumb.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that.
And that's why you guys are there, right?